redakcija za kulturo,
komunistične vede,
komunistične vede,
redakcija za kulturo, redakcija
za kulturo,
komunistične vede, kulturne novičke v glavnem.
Ob 100. obletnici izida prve številke časopisa za scenske umetnosti Maska je istoimenski zavod med 9. in 11. septembrom organiziral konferenco z naslovom Prekarnost ali samoupravljanje. Udeležili smo se otvoritvenega dogodka, na katerem so predstavili nove Maskine knjige, dve novi gledališki produkciji in konferenco. Rdeča nit prispevkov se je sukala okoli aktualnosti ideje samoupravljanja, ki jo je z razpadom jugoslovanskega socializma nadomestila predstavniška demokracija. Masko je kot časopis za scenske umetnosti leta 1920 ustanovil ljubljanski oddelek igralskega združenja Kraljevine SHS. V prvem letu izhajanja je nastalo 10 številk, pri katerih sta sodelovala tudi bodoči urednik beograjske avantgardne revije Zenit Ljubomir Micić in Josip Vidmar. Časopis je leta 1921 nehal izhajati, leta 1985 pa ga je režiser in dramatik Peter Božič skupaj z gledališkim režiserjem Tonetom Peršakom obnovil pod imenom Maske. Od takrat naprej časopis izhaja kontinuirano, pridobil pa je mednarodni in interdisciplinarni sloves, saj izhaja tudi v angleščini in k ustvarjanju vabi tuje umetnike ter intelektualce. Po mnenju Janeza Janše, sedanjega direktorja Maske, je njeno delovanje že odnekdaj povezano s kritično idejo neločljivosti teorije in prakse. Maska si je ob praznovanju jubileja pri konferenci Prekarnost ali samoupravljanje za vodilo vzela besede Edvarda Kardelja. Sreče človeku ne more dati niti država, niti sistem, niti politična stranka. Srečo si lahko človek ustvari samo sam. Toda ne sam kot posameznik, ampak samo v enakopravnih odnosih z drugimi ljudmi. V teh odnosih mora samoupravno in svobodno obvladovati svoje posamezne in splošne družbene odnose ter v ustreznih demokratičnih organizacijskih oblikah tudi državo, sistem in politično stranko kot instrumente svojega lastnega samoupravljanja. Kardeljeva vizija idealne družbe, ki bi se lahko uresničila v obliki jugoslovanskega socializma, je danes za samozaposlene, ki so popolnoma podrejeni pritiskom prostega trga, verjetno le še slaba šala. Alja Lobnik, ki je skupaj s Pijo Brezavšček trenutna urednica Maske, je izpostavila, da je lahko ideja samoupravljanja v trenutnih okoliščinah še vedno relevantna, opiše pa tudi umetniško situacijo po razpadu Jugoslavije.
Perhaps my part needs to reconsider why tackle the topic of self-management today. The issue is relevant to me at least on two levels, on individual and on institutional one. Self-government as a historical fact is an attempt that carries with it the idea that decision-making processes for the community would be conducted differently than through representative democracy, thus through self-organization processes. The idea always appears cyclically, and today we are putting it into consideration again, or we want to update it. I have to enter here personally. In our local memory, art history is predominantly present through two narratives, through the alternative in the 80s and the attempt to collectivize collective art, somehow everything condensed around NSK, and the Ljubljana Psychoanalytic School was formed in parallel. It was the groups in question that made a breakthrough in the local and international sense and placed Eastern art as well as theory as a relevant interlocutor with the West. 1990s brought a certain resistance against collectivization. Institutes were established and artists wanted to sign with a personal name, identify themselves, develop their own signatures and create space for themselves. The premises were designed mainly as non-governmental organizations, which enabled the development of new production models and aesthetics that relatively dusty institutional theaters did not want or could not integrate.
Uvodni panel je zaključil Janez Janša, ki je izpostavil, da dogodek z bivšim jugoslovanskim prostorom povezujejo sodelujoči.
We will close this introduction by pointing to the conference itself, and we just wanted to say why we designed it and invited people who are going to talk after us. The reason is very simple. All the contributors are coming from ex-Yugoslavia, from the territory of ex-Yugoslavia. They are not belonging to one generation, but what makes them connected is not only Maska, but the fact that they moved. Except two of them who are or three who still live in the countries that came after disintegration of Yugoslavia. Most of the contributors live on the West, and they got full professional affirmation there, being professors and curators in and cultural workers in general in new contexts. This didn't happen by chance. The level of reflection and the level of theory and research that has been generated in this area is special, I would say. It's highest possible level, and we can be really happy that we have world top researchers and theoreticians in the field sitting with us today, and they will talk to us.
Kulturne novice je pripravil Matej.